I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Let this be a lesson to you to always do your own research when watching the news or even a documentary. So Netflix's hottest new documentary is called You Are What You Eat. And I'm not typically a documentary watcher, but over the weekend when I saw it pop up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to watch this. Like, I'm focusing on my health. I'm trying to revamp my diet. I'm like, this is the perfect type of thing for me to watch to be able to learn more about nutrition. So basically this documentary is all about a group of identical twins, and the researchers have them change their diet. So they give one twin a plant-based vegan diet and then one twin a plant-based, but also you can have some meat as well diet. So they did this because twins genetically and biologically are about as close as you can get to having like someone be the same person and be able to do the same research at the same time on the same person. So spoiler alert, this entire experiment goes on and the documentary ends by basically showing research that they say proves that a plant-based diet is better for you than one that involves meat.
Who was behind the documentary?
Well, let me get to it, Kristen.
I gotta know now.
I'm leading to it. So as somebody who's really health conscious, I'm like, okay, this makes sense. You know, I can be vegan. You know, I know a lot of great vegans and, you know, they seem really happy and they seem really healthy. So I think I could do it too. Well, then I was on the TikTok and I saw a nutrition and diet expert come on and actually debunk why some of this data may actually be skewed. So this is Craig McCloskey from TikTok.
Lead researcher Christopher Gardner is the director of the Stanford Plant-Based Diet Initiative, which launched in 2021 thanks to a generous grant by none other than Beyond Meat. Now, the study itself was funded by Kyle Vogt, who's a member of the Vegan Mafia, a group of Silicon Valley tycoons who have historically invested in vegan companies. He's also donated more than $1 million to the 2019 hit Netflix documentary, Game Changers. Now, in regards to the science itself, the researchers based their conclusion that a vegan diet is healthier solely on one metric, LDL-C. LDL-C was indeed lower in the vegan group compared to the omnivore group. But a majority of twins in this study are women, and LDL-C isn't a significant risk factor for heart disease in women. On the contrary, the vegan group had lower HDL, which is your good cholesterol, and much higher triglycerides, which are significant risk factors for heart disease in both men and women. And these metrics weren't highlighted in the study, which is a sign of cherry picking.
So if you don't know what Beyond Meat is, it's like your Impossible Burgers, basically any kind of, I don't want to call it fake meat, essentially. So basically the people behind this documentary have something to gain from showing that a plant-based diet is better for you.
Netflix has some kind of vegetarian agenda, because it feels to me like I'm really into these shows, right? It feels to me like every one of them that I watch really pushes you into like being a vegan, and then they guilty about the environment also. I mean, there's some very valid points, but every single one, I watched one about fish and the fish that we're eating about 6 months or a year ago, and I stopped eating fish for 2 weeks because of it. I'm like, I can't do this. And then there was another one about me, but all of theirs just seem to end up in the same place, and that's like, you gotta be vegan.
But do you always do a deeper dive? Because I love documentaries. Like, those are my jam, right? And my husband keeps me in check, because whenever I get, like, hype about one and I start talking about stuff, he fact checks me, and he's like, a majority of your documentaries are going to be skewed, and they're going to be one-sided based on who is behind the documentary. So whenever you watch something, before you fall in head first, you need to do a little bit of digging online to figure out who was behind it.
Yeah.
And like you said, you were only getting a portion of the results. And like you said, they were cherry picking the results that made veganism look better than having an omnivore diet.
It's usually not the research that stops me from the influence of what I just watched. It's just pure boredom. Like, I watched Game Changers and I'm like, I am never eating meat again. Arnold Schwarzenegger, look at him. He's a vegan. And then I'm like, about 2 weeks into it, I'm like, this is too hard.
I did the same thing. Game Changers changed my game for 3 days.
Yep.
That was it. I was right back to normal.
Yeah, so I almost became a sucker because of this documentary. But I think it's important, you know, before you go on full vegan, because there's nothing wrong with being vegan.
Absolutely,
if that's what you want to do. But make sure it's not just because of one documentary and the research they're pushing.
Yeah, I want to reiterate what Abby just said. If you want to be, you know, vegan, if you want to be vegetarian, that's fine. I don't think it's cool to guilt other people about eating meat by giving them not inaccurate information, but what's the word I'm looking for? Non-complete information. Like, you're only getting a piece of the puzzle. That's very uncool. And there's a lot of money behind this, obviously. Like, this isn't about health. This isn't about saving animals. This is how Beyond Meat can make as much money as possible, because the more vegans there are, the more money they're going to make.
Exactly. All right, well, Barbenheimer took the world by storm this summer, but which movie swept the most awards at the Golden Globes? It's on your next Eva's on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.